Bailouts. Wall Street wants one, Detroit wants one, and one of our listeners, Tim Martin, wants one too.
All kinds of American institutions are lining up for their slice of the pie. So, I too have decided to get in line and ask for a government bailout of my own. Let's start with my mortgage bailout. Our home used to be worth around $400,000, but now can be purchased for the price of a used Chevy Caprice. Sure, buying a home just before the bottom dropped out of the market was really dumb, but even Bear Stearns makes stupid mistakes, right? I'll admit, I didn't buy a hybrid car when gas was cheap, at $3 a gallon, but hey, we working stiffs still have to make a living and commute to the office, don't we? That's why I want to propose a commuter bailout. It will work out fabulously for everyone in the end, because if we don't show up for our jobs, who'll be left to bail out the Fannie Mae's, Freddie Mac's, Indie Mac's, AIG's, Wachovia's, Washington Mutual's, etc., etc.? Now, with college looming large for my teenage kids, I would like to have a higher education bailout. I realize that I should have been saving more money for their college funds, but it's not that easy to squirrel away money for college or have an eight-figure retirement plan when you don't work on Wall Street. One last thing. I could also use a Visa bailout. My bill has crept up to more than $10,000 in the last 5 years. I suppose living large had something to do with it. You know, doctor bills, car maintenance, home repairs, trips to the orthodontist. Is there no end to the wild and crazy times one can have? I realize that most good citizens pay off their credit card bills, but I'd rather shirk my responsibilities, just like AIG and Lehman Brothers. Look, I may not be the CEO of Goldman Sachs, but since the Federal Reserve Board is rewarding reckless investment bankers and setting up relief operations for greedy lenders, I was hoping my family just might qualify. So, Secretary Paulson, can I have my bailout now?
Tim Martin is a writer living in McKinleyville, California. Hey, we'd like to hear from you, too. I'm asking on our blog whether or not you want the bailout. You can go to npr.org/daydreaming to weigh in. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. Alex Chadwick is back tomorrow. I'm Madeline Brand.